It's 3:30 a.m. in Holderness, and Plymouth State University professor of saxophone, Rick Fenninger, is practicing in the soundproof basement of his house.
So my kids are used to it, so they sleep through it.
So you play for an hour, and then it's 4:30, and then what?
Then I compose till about 7.
On this particular morning, Fenninger is putting the finishing touches on The Rising for a production company that requested a Hans Zimmer-like track. When Fenninger began moonlighting as a film and TV composer, he wasn't sure what to make of his first success on the Weather Channel.
Are we looking at, like, temperatures across the nation here?
Right. Well, it's funny because I turn on the Weather Channel all the time. I never see or hear my music on this. So one day somebody posted on YouTube a tornado warning forecast in Tampa, Florida. My music was going underneath it. I said, oh, they do play it.
Independent films followed. Video games, music for iPhone apps.
I've done a couple of them I'm not proud of. All-Star Strip Poker 1 and 2. They used a lot of my jazz, blues stuff.
While Fenninger writes his own music and plays a half a dozen instruments, he doesn't operate in a vacuum.
You know, like when I do the Weather Channel stuff, I mean, my piano player's in Philadelphia, my guitar player's in Rochester, New York, and my drummer's, in Texas.
Compromise and collaboration, Fenninger says, are the simple facts of the composer's life.
As a film composer, you have to have very thick skin, and you have to say, look, my whole goal is to make the movie better and to please the director. You know, if you don't like my stuff, I can't take that personally. I got to find something that you do like. And, you know, and it may be that I don't like it at all.
It works the other way, too. 5,000 miles away in Istanbul, 36-year-old Stare Yildirim had just finished editing the first of a planned 26 episodes for one of the main cable networks in Turkey.
I thought, you know, I need a composer for this. And I was really desperate because this show was very problematic. I had some cinematography problems. So it was a mess. And I was very depressed.
Yildirim tried working with local Turkish composers, but kept running into the same problem.
I tested a few people, you know. I set clips and see what they could do about the images. Whatever I was receiving, it was just off. It didn't have anything to do with the scene or like the mood, the moment, emotions, nothing at all.
But then Yildirim remembered a bit of stock music she'd used for an earlier short film. She contacted the stock music company, and that's how she found Fenninger.
So then I got an email saying I have this series of films, and it's all about the supernatural and the paranormal, and here's the first film. I'd love you to score it for me.
Yildirim sent him a draft of the hour-long pilot. Not only did Fenninger not understand the language the first 6 or 7 times he saw it, but he still isn't sure what the film is called.
Yeah, I forget the Turkish translation. It translates loosely into Tales from the Other Side. And the cinematography just blew me away. I said, I really don't understand some of this, but just the way you filmed it and the way it flows. And I said, oh my gosh, this is a good movie.
As he watched the film, he took notes, particularly of scenes that would be hard to score.
This is when she's meeting the Sepseps, and she wanted this scary.
Music can't make a bad film good, but it can make a good one better. When Yildirim finally sat down to watch the problematic film that had depressed her, now with Fenninger's music.
When I saw it with the music, for the first time I felt like, oh my God, it's not that bad. So with Rick, you know, his music actually fit perfectly to my scenes and gave me whatever I wanted.
Fenninger says that the internet, combined with the universal language of music, means that composers these days can work with anyone, anywhere, on anything. All of which means more gigs for people who write music.
You talk about a weird world, and I'm living in New Hampshire, you know.
For NHBR, I'm Sean Hurley.